Okay, we'll call order Board of Works for April the 28th. Need approval of the April 14th minutes.
I make a motion to approve the minutes as presented.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Next is City Department Head Reports.
John Sprague, City Engineer. I've been working on bid packages for Greg Park Parking Lot Rehabilitation Project, as well as the 2014 Rehabilitation Project, which I'll be going to City Council this evening to request the $250,000 for that fund. And then once I get that, I should be able to go to bid in the next week for that package. We will be opening bids tomorrow at a special Board of Works meeting. We advertised for that last week. So tomorrow at 5, we'll be opening bids for the Greg Park project. And been working, we got the Second Street contract with NDOT finalized, and I think that'll be item G on new business. So that's what I've been working on.
Okay, thanks. Steve is out.
He's swapping places.
Okay.
Warden Becker, Fire Department. We're up to 813 runs. I did want to let you know, and that's kind of good, really, that Steve is sick. Maybe we can rotate. In a couple days, our ladder truck will have to go out of service for a couple days. The tip controls that operate the nozzle needs to be worked on, and it'll have to go out of town to do that, so it be down for a couple days. And the last thing I have is there'll be a full-scale exercise tomorrow. We're doing some disaster planning after we have our tabletop that we had. Now we're implementing some things with the Department of Homeland Security tomorrow. So there'll be we'll have a drill tomorrow going on. Just want to make you aware of that. Thanks.
Thanks, Gordon. Next is Chief Bestelukin.
Dusty Looking, Vincent's Police Department. We have currently responded to 3,150 calls. That'd be my phone.
That's a sweet song, Dusty.
Little Lincoln Park there.
Not a waltz, Dusty. Come on.
Thanks, Gordon. He's always got my back, no matter what anybody says. I would report also, next Monday, we are doing a large state-required training event at the police department, and we've invited other agencies that would like to participate to come over for that. It will knock out a lot of our different areas that we are trained in every year, like SIDS and Alzheimer's and autism and domestic violence, hazardous materials, and it's kind of a new method. It's called ACT OUT, and it's actually they hire actors that come in and they put on different scenarios. Last year was the first year that we participated in it, and the guys really liked it. It's a little bit different than sitting and watching the same video every year, so we're looking forward to doing that. Also next Monday, we have two officers that we're sending to Lafayette to police mountain bike training. It's a week-long certification, and it's a very grueling course. Bobby Kern and Cody Martin are going to that, so we look forward to having them report back to us about what they picked up while they're there. We did have three vehicles that were damaged by gunfire. They were marked vehicles parked at our officers' homes. The estimates are done for those, and we have one out of the three fixed. One was primarily window damage that went through a driver's side window and exited out the passenger side. As far as their homes that were damaged, if they do any kind of work there, that's under their homeowners. So,
oh, sorry.
Guess the next order of business, I am pleased to introduce Moxon Julian. Moxon's going to be our newest officer. Today was his first day at work, and we're going to swear him in here in just a second. Moxon will be unit number 219 for the Vincennes Police Department. He's lived in Vincennes since 1987, and he graduated from Lincoln High School. Served in the National Guard from 2001 to 2010, and did two tours in Iraq. He graduated Vincennes University with an AS in law enforcement, and Ball State with a bachelor's degree in criminology. So
great.
We are very happy to have him on board and ready to get him started into our training program. Moxon, if you want to come on up, we'll have the mayor swear you in.
Great.
Congratulations.
Good job, Moxon. Excuse me.
Next, the street department.
So, don't you just carry around like a hot bucket of asphalt with you, like all the time? Just like you drop it into a pothole anytime you see one.
It's a nightmare. I came to the Board of Works last August to request the street department to seek quotes on a front end loader, and we put it in as a line item. It has been approved. It's in our budget, and we have chosen the equipment that best meets our needs, and we're looking at a Caterpillar to replace it with.
Okay.
I know you was probably wondering what we was doing since last August.
Yeah. Getting bids.
A little bit of a money problem.
Yeah. Thanks, Bryce. We have old business, so we'll move to new business. First is Relay for Life Bucket Brigade, Shirley Road.
That would be your cue, Miss Rose, to come up here and.
Shirley Rose with Relay for Life. I think you had this in front of you. It's a schedule of three different days to do bucket brigades. Three different days, and this will involve six different relay teams.
Got it. 15th and Hart, and 7th and St. Clair. On three different dates, correct?
And 15th and Hart, yeah. Right.
All right.
And you do have the certificate of insurance.
Okay. So we'll make a motion to approve the request for a bucket brigade at the following locations. 15th and Hart from 10 to 1 on May 3rd and May 4th. 7th and St. Clair on May the 4th from 10 to 1. 15th and Hart on May 10th from 10 to 1, and 7th and St. Clair on that same date, and then 15th and Hart on May the 11th.
I'll second the motion.
Real quick, my only concern is we don't get something started where people are coming in 3 days for all their...
Oh, I see what you're saying.
And the other thing is there is no 7th and St. Clair. It's Washington Avenue in St. Clair.
duly noted.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thanks,
Shirley. Next is the annual Red Skelton Festival and Banner. Shyla Beam and
Ann Pratt.
Shyla Beam with the Vincennes Knox County CVB and the Red Skelton Festival Committee.
Ann Pratt with the Red Skelton Museum.
And we are requesting street closures and banners for the Red Skelton Festival to be held Friday, June 6th and Saturday, June 7th this year.
I think you can just, you can probably go to that street closure.
You want to do the street closures first?
Sheet.
Okay,
yeah, because that's got the parade route on there too, so.
Okay, so what we're requesting is the festival is again going to be at Patrick Henry Square. This year it's going to be a 1.5 day festival. It will be Friday evening from 5 until 9 and then Saturday 10 until 4. We do have a carnival that is coming in, the Shoreline Carnival, and they will be there beginning on Thursday. They will need to set up beginning Wednesday night, and they'll be in kind of the L shape on Patrick Henry and then a little bit of First Street kind of around that L shape. So if that could close down on Wednesday, June 4th at 5 p.m. and then it'll can reopen on Saturday, June 7th, where the carnival would be. And then Market Street will like to close that on Friday, June 6th in the morning. Our vendors will set up along that little inside track on Market Street on Friday, and that will go through Saturday at 5 p.m. And then on Saturday, June 7th, we'd like to actually close the Main Street section between 1st and 2nd in front of those little shops. We will be holding the bathtub races there on that day, on Saturday. And then the parade route will be on Saturday, June 7th. It'll line up at 10 a.m. on Culbertson, and it will start at 11, and it will go down Hart Street to 5th, 5th to Main, and then Main to 1st Street. So it'll continue on that little small strip of 1st Street that's closed, and it'll disband then at the intersection of Main and 1st.
So it's kind of the commonly homecoming route,
yes,
basically.
Yes, right. That's the homecoming route that goes down Main Street, the regular direction.
Right. And you've talked with them.
And then we'd also like to request a dump truck at the end of Main Street for trash on Saturday.
Where'd Bryce? There you go.
Just where they always
park. And then I did talk to the fire chief, and he's going to talk to the police chief about honor
the
guard.
The bathtub races.
Oh, no, about the honor guard. Yeah, I forgot
to talk. Oh, the honor guard. Okay.
Let's talk to you guys about the since the fire department is defending champions, we need to get the police department.
No.
Oh, that's right, sheriff's department. How'd they beat you guys? You got studs in the fire department. And Bryce, you need to get a team out there.
And this year will be a little different. We will we're going to allow up to 12 teams to sign up on Saturday. So we're thinking we may attract more teams as they see the bathtubs going down the street in the parade, and we'll run heats throughout the day on Saturday with the bathtub races culminating probably around 3 p.m. with the final heat on Saturday. So we should have a much larger crowd. We've tried to condense the festival and grow it in those 2 days.
Was it Sheriff Department one?
Sheriff Department one last year.
Blue shoe.
Maybe you could have the Sheriff Department push them through the parade and wear them out a little bit.
Do you want to do the streets first, or do you want me to do the rest?
Let's go ahead and take care of this, then we'll go to the rest. So we're going to approve the following street closures as described. Dave, do you want me to read through all that, or can I just make a motion to accept it as presented?
I can give you my copy. Oh, okay.
I'll read it for the record. So we're going to close Patrick Henry Drive and 1st Street to Market Street on Wednesday, June the 4th at 5 p.m. through Saturday, June 7th for the carnival. And then Market Street will be closed Friday, June the 8th at 8 a.m. through Saturday, June 7th at 5.
6th.
June 6th.
Friday,
June
6th.
I'm sorry. Friday, June 6th at 8 through Saturday, June 7th at 5. Then the section of Main Street from 1st to 2nd will be closed Saturday, June 7th from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. In addition, we'll approve the use of the parade route, commonly known as the homecoming parade route, for Saturday, June the 7th. And the parade is starting to line up at 10 with the parade at 11. And then in addition, we'll request the dump truck at the end of Main Street for trash.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
I spoke to Dan, and the Hart Street location is available for the Red Skelton banner, so we request permission to have that banner hung on May 23rd through June 9th.
23rd through June 9th. Okay. All right, we'll make a motion to approve the hanging of a banner on Hart Street location from May 23rd through June the 9th.
And then also that the Riverfront Pavilion restrooms be left unlocked Friday evening and Saturday until 5, which they usually are. Friday evening, right?
Okay. You're all right on that, Bryce? Shirley, you're okay on that? Okay. All right. Okay.
Do we need to say anything about the honor guard, or did...
The chiefs will work on that. They're going to check. It's a voluntary process, but they are going to look into seeing if we can get an honor guard there. Okay. So
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, ladies. Look forward to a good event.
Next is annual Great Strides Walk and Banner, Tammy Howe. And you should have a letter in your packet.
I'm Tammy Howe from Gooseburn Hospital and representing the third annual Great Strides Walk, Sunday, September 21st. And what I'm requesting is to block off the intersection of Red Skelton and Chestnut from 11 to 4, so when the participants are registering inside in the indoor walking track at the complex and traveling back and forth, because we have it in the outdoor walking track. So we have that intersection blocked off. So for safety reasons, walking back and forth, about 450 mm-hmm. people walking that.
Okay.
And also to hang a banner on Hart Street and a banner on Second Street from September 8th to September 21st.
Okay. So we'll make a motion that we approve the closing of Red Skelton Boulevard from 11 to 4 on Sunday, September 21st, and the hanging of banners on Hart and Second Streets from 9/8 through 9/21.
And those are open.
And we have insurance, and those are open.
Yes, you do have insurance.
Okay.
Okay,
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Thanks.
Yeah, good luck with all that.
Next is Sis Tri Knox County Banner, Jody Schultz and Karen Lynn.
Hello, I'm Jody Schultz on behalf of Sis Tri Knox County. I'm requesting your permission to hang our banner over 2nd Street from May 23rd to June the 8th.
Okay. How's registration going?
Good.
Good. All right. So we're going to approve the, we're recommending we approve the hanging of a banner for the Sis Tri from 5/23 through June the 8th on 2nd Street, and they have insurance. It's insurance, yeah.
Yes.
Pending approval of insurance.
Okay. I thought it would arrive today, but it's delayed.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks. Good luck with all that. You're up in Bicknell again this year, right?
We are.
Right.
Okay, next is Keep Vincent's Road Bike Days, Amber Durkin.
And Dr. Alan Stewart. We have to recognize Dr. Stewart, yes. Right? Sure, yeah.
Hi.
See, he brought helmets. Look at Mayor. Yeah. See, he brought helmets.
Amber Gerken with Keep Vincent's Rolling, and we are looking at hanging banners as well. Washington Avenue, June 9th through June 20th. Hart Street, June 23rd through July 7th, and 2nd Street, July 7th through July 18th.
Okay. We've got a list on these, don't we?
Yeah. Did the top one go?
Sorry, I didn't get down to the
There was another one on there for 2nd Street, but it's unavailable. So the
top one?
Yeah, the top one, the May 23rd, that one's unavailable.
Oh, the 2nd Street
yes.
request is not there. Okay. All right. So we're going to... approve the hanging of banners for Keep Vincent's Rolling from June the 9th through the 20th on Washington Avenue, June 23rd through July 7th on Hart Street, and July 7th through the 18th on 2nd Street.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay.
We do have a couple other events we're looking at. We're looking for police assistance. We have the Bike to School Day with Riley Elementary on May 7th. There's several different points that you have in your handout, but the main one we need help with is crossing Hart Street on, at 9th Street around 7:30 to 7:40 in the morning. We'll need help with the elementary school kids crossing that day. We're also looking for assistance on Friday, May 16th. Tecumseh Harrison will have their bike to school day. We're looking for help to cross 2nd Street. And then also May 16th is Vincent's first bike to work day. So we would just want everybody to be aware of the extra people out on bikes that morning.
When you say you're looking for assistance, you're looking for volunteers, or you're looking for the city to help with those intersections?
We're getting volunteers for most of it, but if we could get the city to help with the Riley School crossing Hart Street and the 2nd Street. And then I've also talked to Mike Caswell with the Bike Patrol. I think he's going to help us get volunteers for the other parts.
And Dusty, you're good with
that? Dusty, you're okay with those?
They're already talking about it. The first thing,
okay.
So we'll have it worked out.
Okay. So we'll make a motion to approve assistance with Vincent's Police Department at the sites mentioned for Riley on May 7th and Tecumseh Harrison on May 16th.
Okay. And then Dr.
Wait. I'll second the motion.
Okay.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Yes.
Now,
yeah, Dr.
Particularly on the ride to work day, I'd like to encourage everyone to ride their bike to work. And it's, I feel like a gadfly, but around town I know that the mayor and his wife like to ride bikes, and I've seen them riding without helmets, so I'm going to solve that problem.
If you get your camera out here, come on.
Thank you very much.
And I would note that the...
No excuse
for
riding without helmets.
Right.
Thank you very much.
There you go. Yeah. So I would let you know, Dr. Stewart, that at the hospital department directors meeting last week, that several the department heads promoted that, and so hopefully we can get a number of the hospital employees to participate as well. So.
Okay. Thank you. Next up is temporary alley closing request, Larry Donham.
Larry Donovan with Donovan Donovan. We've been working with Pioneer Oil for several months on trying to redo the old Hills building, and now we're actually getting close to doing something. And so we've submitted for your review, and I'll talk to Mr. Sprague about first phase starting next Monday the 5th. We'd like to maybe start closing the alley, which is right now part of the alley's got a dumpster setting in it, and we're going around, but we want to start doing some actual remodeling on the building exterior, and then while we're doing that at a later date, we'll be coming back to the interior. But what we'd like to ask is permission to close the alley, not the whole alley, just enough to get down to where their parking's going to be for staging area of equipment, things like that, that we're going to need to, you know, get some lifts and things to go up to. We're going to peel the brick off the face of the facade of the building to start with. And so part of that request is closing the alley for that, but along with this letter that I've given you is we'd like to have permission to consider we're going to build a covered wood walkway on Main Street where the parking is right in front of the building. So give some pedestrian protection to where if a brick would fall or something, there'd be some protection there. Right. And they'll have equipment between the walk and the building where they'll be taking it up and going up and down in trucks and loading up and things like that. On the 4th Street side, we're going to be doing the same thing, but there's really a lot of room to build the walkway that we were talking about on Main Street. So we're actually going to put a 6-foot-high chain link fence where the parking area is now parallel, and then we'll be working along that side. Then once we get that done, and we get sometime, that'll be the proposal will happen sometime in May the 5th, maybe the 12th. After that, depending on how things go, we may come back to ask permission or seek permission to periodically close a partial lane on the street for that area so that if, depending on what equipment is there, you know, being able to get it in and out, or a dump truck or something like that, maybe close one lane temporarily and then reopen it after we get through.
So in neither of those cases are we really talking about closing the whole street. We're talking about closing one lane.
Basically, at this point, it's one lane. It's
right,
kind of
kind of
where we go to school to learn how, you know, how the brick will come off and what kind of situation we run into. If it comes off real easy and falls off, we're going to be in and out in a hurry. If we've got to get up there and really do some hammering and things like that, it'll take a little longer. So we won't know that until we actually get started.
Right.
So that's kind of a tentative schedule of what we're looking at doing, and
okay.
Kind of like to have your permission to follow that guideline, and then however, if we need to come back to close a lane partially for a day or two or a week or whatever, we come back to you on a basis. Or
June stuff, or do you want to do that?
Just get a temporary permission. Yeah, it was just through John to give it.
We didn't have to come back in.
John,
we'll
give you permission to close those lanes as needed during that time period and let you coordinate that. Is that all right?
What I would recommend is granting the Board of Works authority for him to make these closures.
Right.
And coordinate the exact dates
and times with your office.
Yeah.
Okay, very good.
And we don't have a problem. That's a good idea.
Right. Yeah, that's a good idea. Okay, so we'll make a motion that we close the alley behind the Pioneer Oil Building, formerly known as the Hills Building, starting on May 5th, 2014, for exterior renovation of that building. And then beginning May the 12th, 2014, we'll have parking spaces in front of the building on the 4th Street side be vacated for construction of a pedestrian walkway tunnel on Main Street and chain link fence along the 4th side street of the building. And then we'll grant permission for Wolf Construction to close lanes on Main Street and 4th Street and coordinating that construction schedule with the city engineer's office.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
All right.
Okay, thank you.
Great. Godspeed to that project. Yeah. It's going to be cool.
It's going to
really
work,
nice.
And we'll keep Mr. Sprague informed and you guys so that you know what's going on.
Great.
Okay.
Thanks, Larry.
Thank you.
Okay, last is Indiana Department of Transportation contract, and that would be me.
That'd be the mayor.
This is the contract to get the Second Street project.
You had a press conference about that the other day.
Yes. Huh?
Yeah.
We've worked things out with the state. This turns it into a local project. So anyways, this gets our project moving. Hopefully it'll be started late summer, early fall, and finished next spring. That's the plan.
That's the plan.
So I just need a motion to approve this contract. And this is, Mr. Rolligan has looked at this before. And
okay. So we'll make a motion to approve the Second Street project contract, which is with NDOT?
Yes.
Okay.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay.
Yay. It's a long time coming.
Yes, it is.
So moved.
Did you meet our newest police officer back there? You need to. You got here late for the meeting, so. Which guy do you back there you think's the Moxie and Julian?
So they're doing their job.
That would not be him. He just started today. Cool. Thank you all.